according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said, Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I get together with my friends now and then, and for the longest time they were stressing at how many steps they got in, how many steps, and I would look at them and say, I don't do steps, and they would look at me and then they say, oh yeah, that's right, I don't do steps, so that's why I took the short way in. So wait a minute. We are in the Easter season. So why is our gospel backtracking to an earlier period of Jesus' life prior to his death and resurrection? On this fourth Sunday of Easter, the church proclaims the image of sheep and shepherd. Don't these images seem more suited to a rural life, present company excluded, than it does to the Easter season? For the Easter season is a time of resurrection and glory. Yet the gospel today is deeply connected to our Easter faith. The image of a shepherd is not sentimental. It is a resurrection image of life, preserved, protected, and led forward. Easter means the shepherd is alive and still leading the sheep, and thankfully not too busy shearing the sheep to pay attention to us. The sheepfold image expects an active and protective shepherd. The gospel today may sound like a sentimental memory from the past, but it speaks of a living Jesus who is present now. I came so that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And maybe for us Michiganders, with a little bit more fluffier wool. Ours is an Easter faith. The shepherd has been crucified, but is not gone. He is risen and still guiding his people. He didn't just leave us to graze aimlessly on Good Friday. The sheep are not abandoned on Good Friday. In fact, thanks to the resurrection, the shepherd keeps calling, leading, and protecting us, even when we're prone to wander off like sheep, chasing a patch of greener grass. The flock is in real time. We are sometimes confused, sometimes misdirected, and sometimes afraid of a dangerous world. To use the image from the gospel, Easter means we are not alone in the pasture, so there's no need to install in any of us a GPS for sheep. In our conflicted world gone astray, those of us in the sheepfold are not alone, and we won't scatter if we keep listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd. We hear today a simple and reassuring message. Easter means we are not on our own in the pasture, and that the Shepherd represents safely, won for us, the resurrection. In ancient times, the sheepfold was a place of shelter at night, a protection from thieves and predators, sort of like locking the barn, but with less hay and more holiness. When Jesus says, "I am the gate," he identifies himself not only as the shepherd, but as the very entrance to safety, no password required. He becomes the gate through his death and resurrection, standing between life and death, between fear and hope, and between despair and trust. The fold is secure because our shepherd has faced the wolf and has conquered it. So the sheepfold in Easter time is not merely our comfort. It is our hard-won safety, even if we're sometimes tempted to jump the fence. The shepherd calls the sheep by name, for Easter restores that intimate relationship. John says the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Notice he doesn't keep them nice and snug inside in safety. Instead, he leads them out into life again, into mission, into service, into forgiveness, and into hope. So if we thought Easter was just about staying cozy in the fold, guess again. It's about adventure and maybe a few muddy hooves, I mean feet, along the way. Recall now another resurrection story where Jesus calls Mary Magdalene by name in the garden. He does that for us as well, for he knows each of us uniquely by name. He knows our fears. He knows our wounds. And even the times we wandered off looking for greener pastures. Still, he continues to call us forward. No sheep left behind. I came so that they may have life. That's the heart of the Easter message. The resurrection isn't just about life after death. It's about abundant life now. What might abundant life look to us? It might include courage and uncertainty, trust in God's care, compassion for others, hope that refuses to die, and a flock that sticks together, even when we're tempted to go over to those greener pastures. Easter isn't just an event in the past. It is very much in the present, for we are living under the care of a living and loving shepherd who thankfully does not require us to wear wool suits every Sunday. We have the comforting words of Psalm 23 for our response today. It blends beautifully the gospel message of the shepherd and the sheepfold. Two classic hits on our Easter playlist. Both texts speak the same Easter language. The risen Christ is not absent. He is guiding, guarding, and leading us to life. The gospel assures us that Jesus is our shepherd, calls us by name, and leads us to safety. It encouraged unsure and fearful disciples that the risen Lord had not abandoned them. He is still their shepherd. Psalm 23 can sound syrupy and sentimental. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. These are not just peaceful and pastoral lines. They're Easter words. They proclaim trust in the living God who walks with us, even when we're prone to step in muddy puddles of danger, disappointment, and uncertainty. The psalm reminds us that the shepherd does more than watch us from a distance. He guides me in the right paths. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. There's the Easter proclamation. The good shepherd has gone through the darkest valley, death itself, and has come out on the other side. Because he lives, we need not be afraid. Even if we sometimes forget which way is the right path and need gentle nudging back. The images from the gospel in Psalm 23 speak of abundance, safety, and belonging. They assure us that our lives are not wandering aimlessly without purpose. We are being led, sometimes quickly, sometimes through shadows, but always toward life. Even if we occasionally stray, we are always just a call away from getting back in line. We pray today, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Like sheep, we recognize the voice of our shepherd, inviting us to listen and follow, confident that goodness and kindness will pursue us all the days of our lives. And if we ever get lost, at least we know who to call for a heavenly rescue. Amen.
Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.